Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, delivering my clients strategic content marketing that drives positive results for their businesses.
And you know, Peggy, this show is going to be an exciting one because it's no secret that consumers, we're spoiled. You know, We have smartphones, instant access to all sorts of information. And now consumers even expect that you can even say, you know, demand information through the entire shopping journey. You know, fortunately, as we'll be hearing today, the shift to digital does not come at the expense of brick and mortar stores. Actually, to the contrary, we're hearing a lot that mobile's actually driving shoppers into stores, and that's creating massive opportunities for retailers and brands and marketers who, you know, want to find different ways to ride that wave.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Shahab. I mean, you're on the mark here because we hear a lot about showrooming. We're seeing a lot of headlines. I'm just seeing right now, you know, Radio Shack filing for bankruptcy, and also, you know, Amazon probably going to buy it up. So there's a lot of change in retail, and some data to say that you're completely on here is nearly half, 42% of mobile users consider mobile the most important resource in their purchase process, period, bar none, right? And mobile, however, is not like cannibalizing stores. It's actually driving in-store activity, provided, of course, the retailers and the marketers do it right. And depending on the research you're reading out there, between 60% and 80% of smartphone owners in the U.S. alone use their devices in-store for shopping research. So what we're seeing here is a shift in how people shop. And, you know, like it or not, mobile is here. Mobile apps, we're using that to research products, compare prices, perform product review lookups, everything. So it's part of the store experience. And hopefully, you know, marketers have to understand how to make it part of that experience.
Right. So the message here is really shoppers are mobile and marketers need to get with it. And here to help us understand the opportunity, the challenges, all of that for marketers and retailers is our guest today, Nathan Pettyjohn, CEO of Aisle 411. Welcome, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Yeah, definitely. Now, your company has a mobile app, a platform, and a complete business model that harnesses location technology to make shopping easier, for the consumer, and also to deliver advantage to the brands and marketers. So you're doing a lot on a lot of different levels. What would you say it is that you enable for your clients? Because this goes a lot further than just location-based service.
Well, essentially, you know, retailers right now in a physical retail set store, when a shopper walks in the store right now, The retailer's just blind to where that shopper came from, what they do in the store, what they're looking at, what they're thinking. They only know that shopper's there about the time they're walking out of the door after they've paid and gotten all their items. So Aisle 411 is focused on letting retailers know their store, know who's in their store, and why. So essentially, you know, we have taken that physical retail store, and our vision is to create the same level of sophistication that retailers have in an e-commerce setting and apply that to the physical retail store. So that encompasses things like allowing shoppers to map their shopping list, find deals and offers, understand where the shopper is, you know, in aisle, and then recommend products that they maybe didn't even know they needed. But essentially, we're able to delight that shopper, and for the retailer, in the end, it's driving loyalty, basket size, and shopper trip to the store.
I mean, we'll get to that later, what you're actually doing for your retail clients, but I want to step back a moment to the experience here. What is it? I mean, at one level, it's about increasing convenience for the shopper. At the other level, we're just talking about helping consumers navigate and maybe even see product or product information on a mobile device. What is it that you're actually focused on here?
Sure. So, I mean, in terms of the experience, it's helping people find the items inside the store they came in for. It's kind of like the Google Maps for inside retail stores. Mm-hmm. We've all probably been in that situation. You're in a big store. You've got a couple items you came in to find, and you spend 10 minutes wandering the aisles trying to figure out where it is. Mm-hmm. And you know, with all the options that shoppers have today to shop at different retail stores or e-commerce, they gravitate to a good experience that's convenient and easy for them. So we even found with some national research that we did with shoppers that retailers are losing about 16% of their sales because you and I walk in the store with an intent to buy something. We can't get the help we need to find the product we need, and we leave without buying. And so you look at that globally, and that is a multi-billion dollar loss of opportunity. And it's really like, you know, enhancing that experience, allowing shoppers to find what they came in for.
See, that sounds like my Walmart experience. No one can help me, and I can never find what I'm looking for, ever. So I just don't go. I just can't shop there. So now, you know, coming back to your company, you have a lot of major customers in retail, ranging from Walgreens to Toys R Us, and a lot more in the pipeline, I'm sure. What are the chief challenges? I mean, is it just fighting off, online retailers like one, or is it something more than that?
Well, it's very comprehensive, I'll say. I say every retailer realizes they've got to create this omni-channel experience, right? Because the shopper doesn't know anything like, I'm going to shop online. They don't think, I'm going to shop online. I'm going to shop in the store. I'm going to shop on my mobile device. They simply think, I'm going to shop. And so the digital experience in a store has to be optimized. I'll give you an example. The president of Toys R Us, Hank Mullaney, he actually was quoted saying that what we've learned from our customers is they need help with gift solutions. They don't want to be overwhelmed, walk into a 200,000 square foot store where they can't find their way around, and they want us to make it easy for them. And so making shopping easy for customers is kind of this huge umbrella that points to, you know, increasing loyalty and store trip and basket size and everything else that retailers are looking at as their key performance indicators.
And isn't it interesting that a lot of this actually happened with e-commerce as well? I mean, it used to be a real pain to go through the shopping process, and it's just gotten easier and easier to find what you're looking for, pay for it. And I think maybe that's why, Amazon started as just a bookseller, and now they sell, everything under the sun. And sometimes you can even do, three, four clicks and you're done. And now that's permeating into the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when you look at Amazon, in fact, the first couple of years, they actually didn't have really any personalization engine. It was only a couple of years after they got started where they said, hey, let's take a look at what people bought in the past and what they're searching for on our site, and then let's recommend things that other people bought just like that. And when you look at, their sales, when you look at that, their sales skyrocketed. What if you could do that in a physical retail store? Well, the reality is you can, and that's what we're doing. And it's all fueled by the power of the mobile device and these mini computers everyone holds in their hands.
It's amazing. Now, we do have to go to break, but listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be talking more with Nathan and getting into, the actual numbers and what he's doing for his clients when we come back. So don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, our guest today, Nathan Pettyjohn, CEO of Aisle411.
So Nathan, right before the break, you mentioned that magic word that we're hearing so much about, personalization. You know, everything has to be contextual and personalized. Those are buzzwords, but you're actually enabling this. How is that working? Because, you know, brands would love to deliver personalized offers at the aisle level.
Yeah, so we've actually worked with some major brands, and what we did is we said let's deliver a product recommendation when a shopper's sitting at home planning their shopping list, and we'll just serve it up kind of randomly throughout their planning cycle, and then let's also counter that with we'll recommend a product while they're in the store based upon what they're looking for or searching for at that given time. So ultimately, you know, the shopper is thinking about what they want to buy in the next 30 seconds. And we literally saw a 2x lift in the ability of getting that item onto the shopping list of the shopper. And I think, you know, it's pretty logical to see that, but we're actually showcasing that is reality. And it's the convergence of, you know, the physical retail world with digital that allows that to happen.
So what is that experience? I mean, I'll get to it later because I didn't want to put a jump here and get to some of your more future-oriented projects, you know, where things are really just in augmented reality popping out of the aisles at us. But, I mean, how does it look now? What's the experience, for example, at Toys R Us right now this minute?
Sure. So a couple of things. You can actually go in and see deals and offers that are in the store that you're in. And let's say you find four or five of them that you want, and they're, you know, of course they're scattered all over the store. So the shopper can actually pick those items. Let's say I say, oh, there's five items I want, and I want to create a deal map. And I tap a button, and literally I plot where each of those are. And essentially the strategy there is, if I can make it easier to find the deals that I want, I'm going to increase conversion. And we're actually proving that across the board with retailers that we're working with. There's a direct correlation of people who are mapping deals and offers and basket size. In fact, we've seen some studies that show a 34% increase in the basket size by people who are mapping their deals and offers in the store versus the average ticket size in an A/B test. So it's very compelling, and you know, we just can't wait to start applying that to every retailer out there.
And so real quick question. I actually have a bunch of different questions for you, but when they're mapping this out and when they're receiving those offers, is that through a Toys R Us app? Or
In Toys R Us's example, it's actually like a mobile optimized website. It also functions on the web, and it's branded for Toys R Us.
Got it.
Another example is, you know, within the Walgreens application on iPhone or Android, you can actually take a shopping list and map it throughout the store. You can search for a product and map a single item. And that's actually like our technology baked into the Walgreens app.
Hmm. And then do you have any, you know, and you probably can't bring up, you know, specifics, but any numbers, any concrete numbers that have been making your customers happy?
Are you referencing like usage numbers or?
Yeah, like it's a case study of some sort or, you know, a success that you've had in the past year?
Sure. Well, I mean, definitely, you know, when we see a 34% increase in basket size correlation with mapping deals and offers, that's huge. And so, you know, we're seeing many of these retailers wanting to integrate deals, offers, and location. You know, and the interesting thing is, though, as we start to, you know, we talk about the in-store experience, but what about when you go home? And maybe you're out of the store. Our theory is that if we can make every shelf in a retail store the equivalency of a URL on a website, that can be used to delight consumers with remarketing purposes. So you might 2 days later get an email for products that you were actually standing in front of at a shelf at, say, a Toys R Us last week, but you didn't buy them. And so, you know, there's all kinds of data that shows that remarketing is very effective, and we're trying to do that in the store. So, you know, and the deal and offer is kind of looping back to, you know, what retailers are interested in. These deals and offers, you know, if I can incentivize you just a little bit more, like maybe you'll just buy it from your phone, but it's based upon your activity in a store the previous week.
So do you think that the value in what Aisle 411 does is that it helps shoppers find the stuff that they actually want and therefore they'll buy more? Or on the flip side, do you think it's that the brands can connect with shoppers in the aisles?
It's a really good question. My answer is both.
Yeah. Good answer.
People want what they want, and they also many times want what they don't know they want. And so it's, you know, and that's what marketing is all about is, you know, with relevancy, recommending products, kind of just gently interrupting that shopper based upon a lot of data inputs. And location and search intent have been proven time and time again to be, you know, two of the absolute most defining buying indicators. And so that's what we're leveraging.
So, Nathan, I'm doing a lot of actually research right now into this. It's all I'm talking to retailers for an ebook I'm doing for the Mobile Marketing Association, and what they're telling me is, you know, we want to create an experience. You almost hear them say that more than we want to make a sale, which is really odd because at the end of the day, it's always about money, but they're talking about the experience all the time. And you have some really, you know, a real focus on the future of retail here. Could you map out for me a little bit about how you see the future of retail? And I guess we're coming up on a break right now, so maybe we could just start out by talking about it at a high level and then coming back and going into it deeper.
Yeah, I think just at a high level, experience is anywhere and everywhere you are, whether you're out of store or in store, and it's all got to work together. And so retailers are focused on that, you know, whole path to purchase, working together. But one of the missing voids is creating the digital footprint of a physical space. And so bringing that all together is really powerful.
Great. Okay. Well, don't go anywhere, listeners. We will be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble.
Are you ready to rumble?
Visit www.rumble.me. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
ShipStation helps online retailers ship orders faster. It's so easy to set up and use. ShipStation gives you tools to automatically import, manage, and ship your orders in the most cost-efficient way. Save money with the best USPS rates possible, as well as a free USPS account. ShipStation integrates with all the most popular e-commerce platforms and shipping carriers. Get shipping done no matter where you sell or how you ship. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Unsaltz.
And again, our guest is Nathan Pettyjohn, CEO of Aisle 411. What were we talking about before we were we went to break?
It was all about the future. I have to say, because I'm so enthusiastic to hear it, Shahab. It's all about like the future of retail and the fact that the future of retail is about having amazing experiences. And so, Nathan, you know, you're enabling this for your clients, or at least you're thinking about it with them. What does the future of retail look like?
Well, there's two components that I would say that I see as massive opportunities. And one is kind of this gamification of physical retail that creates like an experience you can only get coming into the store. The second is this more utility solution of convenience. And say I'm at home and I want something that is at a local store and I want it at my doorstep in an hour. Technology is driving all of this behavior. But I'll start with the gamification experience. You're seeing wearable technology, headsets, all this cool augmented reality solutions come to life. One example that we've been working with Walgreens on is integrating all of the like product location and offer data inside of a store with Google's new Project Tango 3D augmented reality solution. And it's leveraging this computer vision technology that can sense where a person is within centimeters. And we create an indoor 3D map of the environment. Then we know where the shopper is. And all of a sudden we can start layering in these just incredibly immersive digital experiences where you actually see offers kind of popping off of the shelf. And as you're walking down the aisle, you can actually hear
it's almost like Minority Report.
Yeah. No, it literally is. And like, so think about Toys R Us, for example. Like, kids could walk into a store, they could pick up a device, maybe it's a headset, maybe it's a tablet, and they choose their guide today. So, you know, for the girls, it might be
that's cool.
The rainbow My Little Pony. For a boy, maybe it's Spider-Man that literally is like walking in front of them down the aisle. All of a sudden, you hear something around the corner. It starts to get louder, and it's like the evil villain. And then Spider-Man dukes it out with him in the aisle. And, you know, when he's all done, of course that kid wants to buy Spider-Man products right now. I mean, so it's like that sounds like, you know, it's made up, but it's real. And we're actually building those kinds of solutions now that I think over the next couple of years, people are just going to really love and enjoy.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And then depending on who is the paying advertiser, it would be their character.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or whatever. That's amazing. Yeah. But what about wearables? I mean, how is that going to impact the shopping experience and what you guys are doing going forward?
Well, if I said I knew for sure, I would be lying. But I have some theories. You know, so I think that the watch and the Apple Watch is going to make a pretty big impact. You know, I've heard estimates that, you know, 50 million of these things will be sold in the first year, which blows away what happened with, you know, the first iPad even after iPhone. And so I think a lot of those will be, you know, leveraged for maybe, you know, location awareness that kind of serves as a reminder of things you might need to buy. It's going to be very subtle, and there's going to be a whole new world of user experience that we have to develop. And then I think, you know, I think we're probably a few years away, but I think like the next version of what was Google Glass gets really interesting with, you know, all this like computer vision, indoor mapping, and all the data that's converging that people might have very fashionable glasses and get to experience a whole new world, and that'll be, you know, in the shopping environment as well. But it never really all comes to fruition unless all the data is organized and optimized to create that experience.
That gets to the topic I wanted to go to, which is, you know, we're talking about the future experience, which is super cool. I mean, Spider-Man in the aisle, taking you through a toy shop, you know, Toys R Us type of thing. Really awesome. But right now, we're seeing so much progress in, you know, personal digital assistants, personal contextual assistants, that's what we're calling them. You know, the series, the Cortanas, I'm finally seeing commercials for that in Europe, which is always behind the States. So I know it's hitting mainstream. How's that going to change the shopping experience? And even perhaps, you know, where you insert yourself in that?
Peggy, you touched a chord right there. That is exactly what is happening. I'm seeing it come together. You know, the Siri on your iPhone is now, you know, your concierge for many, many things. And shopping is one of them that's evolving. So, you know, right now, let's say, like, you know, you pull out your phone, you use Siri, and you say, hey, where do I find pizza nearby? Right? So pizza places, you know, Yelp's done a pretty good job of tapping into that and saying, hey, there's a pizza place nearby. But if you take that down all the way to, like, the UPC level and say, I'm looking for some jalapeno crunchy potato chips. I want it now, right? And Siri all of a sudden says, hey, there's five stores nearby that contain that item, and I can take you to the aisle if you'd like me to. That is so incredibly massive, because now all of a sudden, you know, we can say a shopper was interested nearby. They walked all the way to the shelf, picked up the item, and then you integrate like some of these payment tools and the whole complete shopping experience is complete. So I think, you know,
as opposed to you asking the question and her saying, I've found that on the web, and you're like, no. I wanted to buy it.
You know, you make a perfect point there, because all of this data has to be like normalized and humanized for the way that we talk and think about things. You know, you're not going to go on the street and go, hey, I'm looking for a SKU number or UPC number 3212815. And that happens to be a jalapeno potato chip, right? you speak it. But all this data that a lot of retailers have, it's It's numerical, it's abbreviated, it's hyphenated, and it's been used, you know, for merchandising elements. But when that gets optimized, which is a lot of what we do, you know, for human consumption, I mean, that just shows right there every retailer has to be thinking about creating, you know, the digital layer of all their products right now and organizing the data and making it easy to access. Otherwise, they're literally going to lose out on, you know,
and again, that's one of the things that Aisle 411 does, right? Optimizing the data and getting all of that ready.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's
okay.
That's one of our prime value adds that we deliver to retailers and brands.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. So, you know, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, if our listeners want to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, a couple ways. I mean, they can email me. My email is pretty easy. It's my first initial last name, npettyjohn@aisle411.com. Or my Twitter handle is npj14.
npj14. Perfect. And Peggy, what about you?
Over at Twitter at Peggy Ann, A-N-N-E, or at Mobile Groove, mobilegroove.com.
And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Z-A-R-G-A-R-I. Don't forget to check out skywire.com and see all the cool things we're doing over there. Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by skywire.com. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.